Beautiful day outside. Topic of this morning's sermon is, can you identify the true church? And by saying that, some of you may say, yeah, it's down on Bogard. It's a little tan building just off Merciful Circle. That's our building. You look around in front of you, behind you, to the left and the right of you, and this is our church. But what is the church, the true church? Our text this morning, if you would, open your Bibles to Hebrews 12:28. Hebrews 12:28. Wherefore we received a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Hebrews 12:28. The church or the kingdom is to be unmovable. You know, the kingdom was talked about all the way in the Old Testament. Daniel prophesied about it in Daniel 2:44. Daniel 2:44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall not never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break into pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel 2:44. It is perpetuated through the seed. We know that in the parable of the sower, the seed is the word of God. You can read about this in Luke 8, the 11th chapter. If you really want to know what a seed does, in Genesis, the first chapter, God explains herbs yielding seeds and the fruit trees yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself. We know that if I plant a corn seed, I'm not going to get a tomato plant. I'm going to get corn. So whatever we plant is what we're going to grow. Does a church or kingdom exist now? How may we identify it? If no, all is lost. The church identified by its foundation, by a tried stone. Isaiah 28:16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I laid in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Isaiah 28:16. We see here in the Old Testament it was prophesied that the foundation was going to have a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. But what is this cornerstone? 1 Corinthians 3:11 tells us this, what the true cornerstone was. Of other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3:11. So we see here that Jesus Christ is our cornerstone, our tried stone, our sure foundation. Matthew 16:18 tells us, and here Jesus and Peter are talking. And Peter's just made the good confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. In Matthew 16:18. And Jesus said, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The rock here refers to Christ. Peter was not raised from the dead, but it was Peter's good confession that Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God. And this was what Jesus was talking about upon this rock. Next, we can tell the church by the builder. It was a matter of prophecy. It says, out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Isaiah 2:3 tells us this. We know that Christ is the builder. We just read Matthew 16:18, and it says, upon this rock I will build my church. And we know that Jesus was speaking this, and he says, I will build my church. But what authority does Jesus have? Matthew 28:18 tells us this. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:18. So Jesus Christ has the power both in heaven and earth. So he has the authority. Others are not acceptable. The Bible tells us this. Matthew 15:13. And we were talking about seed just a while ago, and what seed we plant is what we grow. And here in Matthew 15:13 says, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Matthew 15:13. So it has to be right or it's going to be rooted up. Another way we can identify the church is by the time and the place it was built. When was the time? Turn over to Mark 9:1. Mark 9:1. And he being Jesus, said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with his power. Mark 9:1. Some people say that the kingdom has not come and has not been established yet. I've yet to meet anyone that was over 2,000 years old. How about you? And Jesus himself right here said that some of them would not taste death till they would see the kingdom of God come in its power. And then another place in time was Pentecost. Acts 2:1-4. Acts 2:1-4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2:1-4. They were able, through the power of the Holy Ghost, to go and speak and preach the Word of God to other nations, of which language they were not familiar with. The place where it was built is Jerusalem. We talked about this a while ago in Isaiah 2:3. And out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, which was a prophecy of Isaiah. If it was established before or after, it was the wrong time. And there are many established today that are in the wrong place, have been established in the wrong place. You know, you asked a lot of people when their church was established, and they'll say 1600 in England. Some of them may even say the 1800s here in the United States. Well, if the place and the time is not right with the Bible, then they're not right. It's the wrong place and the wrong time. We can identify the church by the name applied to the church. The universal sense. 1 Corinthians 1, 2. 1 Corinthians 1, 2. And unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place called upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians 1, 2. You know, some members of the Church of Christ believe the Church of Christ is the only scriptural name for the church. But there are many names in the church that are scriptural. But to go along with a scriptural name must go along with true biblical doctrine. And this is a problem that we have with a lot of the people with other biblical names. What about the local sense of the name? Romans 16, 16. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Romans 16, 16. Here we find that we have a biblical name because it says the churches of Christ salute you. Is there any importance in a name? We know that there's importance. I'd be offended if you called me Mr. Jones. It's not my name. We need to be recognized by a name. Turn over to Acts 4, 11 and 12. Acts 4, 11 and 12. And we were talking about Jesus Christ a little bit ago being the cornerstone. And here in Acts 4, 11 through 12, it says, this is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4, 11 through 12. Wendell Fox was talking about this on his radio program this morning. We cannot be saved through anybody else. You can't be saved through Sam Carman. I can't be saved through Ed Maxwell or Hans Nicholson. I have to be saved through Jesus Christ. There are names that apply to members. We're referred to as believers in Acts 5:14. Disciples, Acts 6, 7. Heirs, Romans 8, 17. Saints in Philippians 1, 1. And brethren in Hebrews 13, 1. All these are describers of people of the church. But once we're baptized, a new name is given. Once again, this is something that was prophesied about before Jesus Christ was ever even born. And thou shalt be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Isaiah 62:2. What is this new name that we're talking about? It says in Acts 11:26, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. So once you're baptized and you put Christ on in baptism, you have a new name. And that new name is Christian. What about the name of the trunk or of the vine? In John, the 15th chapter, it says, I am the true vine. Also, a few verses on down, it says, I am the vine. Jesus Christ is the vine, the true vine. If we are Christians, we're part of that vine. We come out from that vine. So we must be respectful and call ourselves Christians because we are Christ-like. How do we identify the church? By the keys used. Here I must emphasize something that we emphasized in Bible class this morning.